The city of Mason is celebrating the reopening of a favorite downtown store. Keen's has been closed since extensive damage was done by a fire this past summer. Current State Scott Pohl visited Keen's a few days before the reopening. How's the store look, Scott?
Well, I think the store looks great, Mark. There are a few differences, maybe most notably the replacement of a tin ceiling that they weren't able to salvage. Store manager Lori Reed tells me that in many ways, though, Keen's is the same store people in Mason have loved for almost a century.
Lori Reed, welcome to Current State.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
I want to begin by talking about Father's Day last June, the day that the fire began next door. Can you tell me about that day? What was going on?
Well, the fire started on Father's Day about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the store was closed. We had closed early that day, and we had gotten a call that there was smoke coming out of the building, and the fire department being just in the next block, they were here very quickly, and smoke filled our building because of the entrance between the two buildings. So unfortunately, we were just filled with smoke.
For people who had not been here, there had been an entrance between the restaurant and the store so that diners could come into the store and vice versa. People shopping in the store could then go in there to have a bite to eat without having to go outside, right?
That's correct, yes. It always worked well that people could come and eat and then come over and, you know, either get some candy or do a little shopping, or if they had to wait for a table, they could also come over here and shop while they were waiting.
How quickly, even during the fire maybe, but how quickly after the fire did you first walk in here?
Well, that day we had happened to be at the lake, and when I got home, I realized I had messages from three different coworkers, and I thought, okay, something's up, and called one of them, and they said there's been a fire at the Baja Grill, and so I immediately came down, and there were fire trucks and people everywhere because of this being such an icon. A lot of community members were coming down to see what was happening.
Do you have a sprinkler system? Why didn't the fire spread into this building?
We don't have a sprinkler system, and we didn't. The reason the fire didn't spread into our building is because we have an awesome fire department, and they got it contained. We also have apartments upstairs, and all of the renters got out safely. There were a lot of animals up there that got out safely, and because of our great fire department, the structure is still standing, and they didn't know when they got here what they were going to find, and they just did an awesome job. And so, unfortunately, smoke damage, little did we know, is very difficult for a business or a home or anything, so our entire building had to be gutted. And that's why it's taking so long to get back in business. And a lot of people don't realize that smoke damage does that much, but floors, walls, ceilings, everything had to come out.
And I'll bet your merchandise too then.
Yes, all the merchandise. We actually, right after the fire, had to come in, inventory every single item, every card, everything. And then some of the merchandise was sold to a salvage company. Some things had to just be thrown away. All the candy had to be thrown away, cards, all that kind of thing. But then the merchandise was shipped to Maine to a company who does these kind of sales.
I thought it might be interesting to ask you what will be the same and what might be different in Keen's.
Well, we're hoping that Keen's still has that old-fashioned charm that it always had. A lot of our merchandise will be the same that we had before. However, it is all new, and we weren't able to save, you know, the floors, the old tin ceilings, but we did try to replicate what we could, and it's actually going to be a beautiful new space that we think shoppers will really appreciate.
We're talking with Lori Reed. She's the manager at Keen's in Mason. I understand that you've gotten a lot of help from volunteers around here, and I'd like to learn more about that. We have a segment on the show every Wednesday called Neighbors in Action, where people get together to work on a project or, you know, nonprofit organizations. So I'd like to know more about the volunteers who've helped you here at Keen's.
Well, first of all, I would just like to say, besides volunteers, just the community support has been awesome. And, you know, that really has kept us going through this long process. But a lot of those community members wanted to do more. And so we had a Facebook page set up, Friends of Keens, and we asked for volunteers one day, bringing back all of our displayers that were stored out at the restoration company. So I think it was 5 truckloads of heavy displayers. So we had men's groups, the Knights of Columbus, we had some firefighters, we had several people that stepped up, came in, helped us bring all those in. Then the next 2 days, we had mostly women come in and help us bring all the merchandise that we've been receiving over the last few months and marking in our basement. We had them bring that up and get it displayed. So the response from the community has just been phenomenal, and you know, we couldn't do it without all the support and the volunteer help.
Tell me about the staff. They clearly, for at least a time, weren't able to work at all. What has been the status of your staff here at Keens?
Well, fortunately, most of us have been able to come in. They were able to get us in the basement of the building a couple months ago, so we've been able to be working down there. It was limited hours. This summer, after the fire, we were set up in the back parking lot with a table, and then, or in front of the store with, you know, just a table. And then for a little while, we used a vacant building across the street to do our ornament premiere and our ornament debut. And we had our quilting row by row set up over there. So the staff has been in touch. It's been really different for us and, you know, not our normal routine. So we are really ready to get back into our normal routine.
Are you taking advantage of this opportunity to introduce any new merchandise or make any changes that shoppers might notice?
We do have new merchandise. We're excited about a few new lines that we've brought in, and this was an opportunity to maybe weed out some things that weren't selling or that have just been hanging around for a long time. So we will have some new items along with the everyday staples that people will be looking for. Also, another area that I think shoppers will notice is our expanded boutique. And we have a lot of new clothing, really exciting items, some boots, socks, all the current trends that people are seeing out there today.
Saturday, November 28th was Small Business Day, and I'm sure a lot of people in Mason were hoping that Keens would be open that day. It's a shame that you weren't able to have this building open that day.
Yes, that was very difficult. Thanksgiving weekend, just being such a big weekend for us, we were very disappointed to not get our occupancy and have at least half the store that looks ready to go, you know, open to the public. So we are really looking forward to maybe doing our own Small Business Day in the very near future.
Is Santa going to be here?
There is talk of Santa coming. We haven't firmed that up yet as far as what the date will be, but there is some talk of that.
I know that the people of Mason have long loved Keens and that it's been an attraction for people all over Ingham County and beyond. What is it, or what has it been about Keens that you think people love and brings them back?
Well, I think there are several factors. This store has been here for so many years now. I think it's going on 88 years. And so it still has the old-time charm. We really focus on customer service. We just like to have that feel that you don't get in the big box stores. And we always try to bring in items that our customers just fall in love with.
It is something of a step back in time to come into Keens, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. We have a lot of items that from the candy case, you know, our old-fashioned candy case and the candies you just don't find other places to, you know, a lot of items that are just remind you of your childhood.
We've been talking with store manager Lori Reed. Lori, good luck. I know the community of Mason is really looking forward to having Keens open again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate all the support of community members and the media and everyone out there who's rooting for us.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.